Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
It's the TRU's 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage, and it begins this Friday, including just hours before kickoff, and is powered by Munganess Toyota in Alton. I'm Howard Balzer. Joe Roderick and I will bring you all the news, interviews, and expert analysis live from Miami during Super Bowl week. Tune in to the TRU's 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage at 6 o'clock. Everything you need via radio is here on 590 The Fan, brought to you in part by Westport Social, Triken Consulting, The Inskip Law Firm, and Glory Pro Wrestling.
All-Star Weekend is going to be wild, and when you're not at the rink, Lucas Park Grill will be the only place you need. Located on Washington Avenue, they will have shuttles to and from Enterprise and are already within blocks of other All-Star events. Get ready for Saturday's events with lunch starting at 11, and then live music and a full menu from 2 to 6 p.m. Each night, they've got you covered with a DJ starting at 11 p.m. and doors open till 3 a.m. Lucas Park Grill, your one stop before or after the game this All-Star Weekend.
Here comes.
Hold it. Exhale.
And that means it's showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
Yeah, that's what we're in our underwear. That's how we do the show.
Partners and
George Bush.
Like the way he says that.
George Bush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, and that, of course, is Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is where you'll find out more. We'll once again remind you of just some of the reasons why you wouldn't want to even consider buying a replacement window without including a talk, even a visit, with the folks at Window World. Come out and give you a free in-home estimate. We'll tell you more. First, let's do this.
Hey!
All right. I never know from day to day who is going to be running the control board until I get in here. And, oh, I look over there, and guess who it is? It's none other than the guy who lived in Great Britain for 19 years, and 10 of those he was a resident of Birmingham, England. He is the father of soon-to-be-born Theo. What is that target?
Soon-to-be-born? He's almost 3 months old.
No, he's... Yeah, he's
what
born.
What the heck?
Yeah,
why did I say... Oh,
brain tumor.
Hold on, stop the music. Stop the music. No, stop the music. I'll tell you why I said that. There is someone who is going to have a baby, and I can't talk about it. And that's what I was thinking.
Is it me? Did I get someone pregnant again?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, thank God.
I was on the phone earlier, and that's all I can say. Of course Theo was born. Was he? Is he 3 months, 4 months?
Yeah, 3 months on the 25th.
Okay, father of... you can start the music again. Father of little Theo and grandson of Dave. Hello, Dave, in Birmingham, England. I'm sure you're listening, probably live, and we appreciate that. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, well done.
Thank you.
I think once he got a taste of coming in the studio... He can't shake that feeling of how wonderful it is to be here. And he's actually reluctant to even head out on the road and probably depressed when he has to. Of course, I'm talking about the man who today, and we're so glad he did, decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... glad he's here. Hope he doesn't leave again soon.
He's a part hound dog.
You say it was part hound dog?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And he ain't nothing but a hound dog. Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Hi, Bill.
And as I look on the other side of the glass, I notice that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois.
Is there, you think there's a credit union larger than they are?
No, not here in St. Louis.
Wow.
St. Louis, over 40 locations.
How about that?
First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now with his new shortened but still impressive resume and introduction, the man who was a night cook at Denny's, a door-to-door knife salesman, a beer vendor, and a roller rink DJ. See how much shorter that is and concise? It's certainly not all-inclusive, but it does the job. Now he's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He sets and resets our digital clock. I'll abbreviate this, too, and just tell you that it's 5:17:57, 5:17:59, 5:18 exactly, in case you're setting your own digital clock or wristwatch or whatever. He is head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I think I said that already, but I'll say it again. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. That's right. He's a private investigator. Folks, say hello to Tim Woodburn. And Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
I will. And a quick update on the news story that I had in the 5 o'clock hour. Congratulations are in order to former St. Louis Cardinals baseball player Larry Walker, who today was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. That's just been announced in the last 5 minutes.
Way to go, Walker.
That's just been announced in the last 5 minutes, along with former Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter. So congratulations to both of them. Like, say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. 700 new cars on the lot. That's a lot of inventory.
That is a lot.
Johnny says he can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, do us a favor and make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Hey, Dan, you and that band you have, the Santana 7 or whatever it's called.
Seventh Planet Band? Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should start working on a song because it's a song with St. Louis roots. It was a big hit. Haven't you heard about that guy called Derek Jeter?
Da, 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 da.
To the cheater. Yeah. To call it the Jeter instead of the cheater. Yeah. You're welcome. No charge.
Okay. Yes.
Free suggestion there. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I walked by a deli the other day, and they had on their little deli menu, I just picked it up and looked at it, a grilled, you know what kind of sandwich it
was?
Yeah, that's right, it was grilled. But it said made with, and I've seen this before, five different cheeses.
Cheese.
Not just grilled cheese. That's right, Red Boy. But a five cheese grilled cheese. That's right, Red Boy. Man, I'll bet that thing is good. That's not much better. And I don't know why, but they usually pair it with like a cup of tomato soup. But some people dunk it in the tomato soup. Got to stop because I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. I'll tell you something else that's happening to me. Hear that music in the back? Crank that up a little bit. That gives me happy feet. Remember the Steve Martin routine? Getting happy feet. Well, how could you not when you hear the wonderful polka stylings of Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
What do you got, Bruce?
We are brought to you by Window World. You know, you kind of run out of things to say about Window World because what bigger statement can you make than they're absolutely far and away number one at what they do. They sell more replacement windows than anybody else. They've only been around for 15 years. And I think at about the 12-year mark, they had hit number one. I would imagine the other window companies, hate's not a good word, jealous of them, envious, wonder, how do they do that? I don't know the answer to that, but they do. And the price is right. The quality is right. The installation will be right because it'll be done by their own people. They don't subcontract. These are Window World installers. You'd think that when you get a product that's as reasonably priced as that, they had to cut corners somewhere. What did they do? Oh, I'll bet they just used cheap labor to put them in. No, they use their own people because it's one. The window has to not only be a quality window, but it has to be installed properly. If it's not installed properly, it's not going to do the job, and you're not going to be happy. And you're going to be happy because you're going to save money, and you're going to have a quality window that's going to last. I can't tell you in years how long it's going to last, but let's just put it this way. It's a lifetime warranty, and it's a big, fat warranty that includes everything. They're Window World, and nobody else can touch them. Window World. Are you AM and the PM? Are you truly AM and the PM? Then if you are, when the time comes for replacement windows, it may not be today, it may not be this year or next year, but when the time comes, you will include Window World, and you'll contact them, and here's what else you'll do, and we know you will. You'll let them know loud and clear, proudly, that you're AM and the PM. Okay? Don't forget to do that. We'd appreciate it. Window World. You can find out more about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo,
Toronto, Arizona, Montana. Well, we're proud to say that he's in the studio with us today, courtesy of the folks I just talked about, Window World. Again, that website is WindowWorldSt.Louis.com, and now Window World is proud to present, and please show how much you appreciate that he's part of the show with your applause, Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
How now, you said it like you really do feel good today.
Sure, why not? Happy to be alive.
It was almost like a Tony the Tiger great.
What a great attitude.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
That's a great attitude.
Great attitude, Bill.
Yeah.
I wish I had it.
I have to mention this very quickly. Earlier today, I was able to listen to just a few minutes of the start of the show. Or maybe it wasn't the start of the show. It was sometime in the 3 o'clock hour. And you all were talking about Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield.
Yep.
I believe Tim brought that up. Is watching YouTube.
So this, I had not thought about this in a long time, but so this would have been 20 years ago, maybe? Not quite 20. I was working at Channel 4. I was a production assistant down there. And I
thought you were the news anchor there. You were never the news
I never anchor. Was on the news, no.
He filled in for Julius Hunter.
I did a couple of times, yeah. And so
you look just like him.
And so I was... So I'm in the newsroom. Am I going to ever get this story out? No. Probably not.
Racist.
Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead, just keep good. Steam
everybody just
through.
Shut
everybody,
up.
Everybody got out of their system.
Keep going,
so I'm in the newsroom, and I'm sitting at one of these little cubicles, and I am about to call into your show and do my segment. So I'm about to be on the air. And Evander Holyfield walks into the newsroom.
Stop it.
He was there to do some sort of a sports thing with Steve Savard. So Evander Holyfield, big guy, walks in, and of course he's got, you know, like 12 or 15, like, you know, his entourage comes walking in. And so Evander Holyfield is literally right behind me, like standing up against the wall, waiting to know where to go in the, you know, in the building to do this interview. And so I'm on the phone with you, and I mentioned...
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
You're on the phone, and you wheeled around and said, "Hey, man, I'm trying to have a phone conversation. Get out of my way, or I'll kick your ass." Is that what you said?
That is not quite
I'll
what I said.
I'll bite your other ear off.
So, well, you're close. So I am, and I know you can hear through the phone. Maybe you can't. Maybe I was being paranoid, but I'm sitting there, and you guys start screaming into the phone. Ask him about his ear. Look at his ear. Is his ear bitten off? Can you see his? This has just happened, like, you know, a year or two ago. And, you know, totally scared to death that the guy was going to overhear, and I guess he didn't. But
we were hoping you would. That's why we're talking so loud.
I know you were. Yeah.
But Bill, any chance that you get to get in the news, you take it. If it takes getting beaten up by Evander Holyfield, that's what you do. Yeah. Now think about it. You'd be all over the news. A local personality, Bill Cleveland,
died
beaten
today.
Pulp by Evander Holyfield.
You know, most people forget that Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, and then he went to prison, and then he didn't fight Holyfield until he got out of prison, and Holyfield beat him.
Well, I didn't know
Most people don't remember that.
Was that the ear biting?
But see, you're like a sports encyclopedia guy. You're like a Wikipedia walking sports guy. Yeah. Most people don't.
You're like a pleasant David Solomon.
I don't know that pleasant would be the word.
Jesus. Now that was mean.
Grief. This took a downhill.
Yeah.
And by the way, now lie to me, when you said that, that implied David Solomon is not pleasant. You said you're like a pleasant. If David heard that, it probably hurt his feelings.
It would.
I would hurt my feelings. You're like a pleasant David Solomon. David, he didn't mean it, buddy.
He probably did mean it, but I like you, David.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Okay. So coming up on Friday, I know we're not here on Friday, but I thought we should mention this.
Bill.
So Friday the 24th. Or the 24th of January is National Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Nice.
I'm sure you knew
Woo-hoo!
This.
Yeah.
I'm not really a beer drinker, but it is there's the holiday, because on that date in 1935 was when the first beer cans were available. You had to drink it out of a bottle before then.
Can I ask you a question?
You cannot.
Way to go, Bill.
How is it possible that everybody on this show, as yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, missed the fact that it was National DJ Day? National Radio
Day. Oh, yeah,
Tim, I'll tell you why. Because we're not DJs. That's
true.
An insult to people like us. We are radio hosts and personalities.
And
we're not lowly. We're not. Thank you, Dan. We're not lowly. We're not lowly DJs, okay? Play music, don't have to have any personality, or don't have to be creative. No, that's why we did it.
Don't you think the average person, though, that doesn't know all of those terms, probably would call us DJs because we're on the radio?
Do.
I promise you they do, because it happens to me regularly. Aren't you a DJ? I go, no. No, DJ means disc jockey. The disc is music. We're not a music show, and I just lay into them. Don't you ever call me a DJ again. Yeah, no, I get that.
Get out of my face.
And I'm not mean to him, but I try to clear it up. That
right,
no,
you're not
we
mean.
Are.
Right.
I'm not. We are radio personalities.
You turn into an unpleasant David Solomon.
Well, I could because yeah. DJ at our level of success and the seasoned veterans we are. Thank you. It is kind of insulting, DJ. No, we're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, Friday, it is National Beer Can Day, and it made me think of a place in Houston, Texas. And I may not have talked about it since we've been on this station. There is a place called the Beer Can House. It is in Houston, Texas. It is a sight to behold. The story goes, there's a guy, he retired from the railroad, and he lived in this house in Houston. It's not in downtown Houston, but it's in one of the little suburb areas. Not a great part of town, but not the worst part of town. Just whatever. So he moved in, I believe it was in the 60s, and lived there for about 18 years. And he decided one day that he was going to start putting his basically recycled beer cans on the side of his house. And so after he would consume beer, he would take the beer can, cut it up or whatever, he would start putting on the side of his house to basically wanted like some siding along the side of his house to, reduce costs for energy or whatever. Well, over the course of 18 years, and this is an estimate from Ripley's Believe It or Not, the house is covered by more than 50,000 beer cans.
I think I saw this on CBS Sunday Morning or something. I saw a segment on this guy.
It really is pretty amazing to see. Like I said, moved in about 1968, took him 18 years to put together. His name was John... maybe it's not John. Blah, blah, blah. All I have is Mr. Milkovich. I never got his, never wrote the first name down. And these are just a couple. The guy was sort of bizarre, as you might imagine, as a person might be putting 50,000 beer cans on his house. And they're not, by the way, just the cans on the side of the house. So there are like the tabs from the cans. He's got them strung together. I mean, they are everywhere on
this
place.
Are they smashed flat or are they?
Yes. So, well, some are smashed. Yeah, some are smashed and then put on the side of the house. Others are still, it's not like full, the cans aren't completely together anymore. They've been sliced up and whatever. But these are a couple of the quotes from the guy. So you're going to figure out pretty quickly, maybe all the lights weren't on at home. So here we go. One of them was, I think it might have been the good Lord saying, "Nut, it's time for you to build this crazy stuff." So here I did. I built it. That was one of his quotes.
I doubt that the Lord speaks to people and says, put
the
beer
Lord
can.
Works in mysterious ways. It says that in the Bible.
Some people
now, hold on. Wait, hold on a second. Does it? Are you sure? I don't think that's in the Bible.
I don't think it does.
I think you made that up, and I think that's blasphemy.
Well,
I think
now, hang
very
on a
careful
second.
When you start, throwing out Bible quotes that aren't really anything from the Bible. Be careful.
Would I say I'm not a blasphemer or I'm not a blasphemer?
I don't know, but he's listening. He with a capital H. He's listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big man upstairs.
Go ahead.
Listening
go
watching.
Ahead, Bill.
A couple other quotes from him. Some people say this is sculpture, but I didn't go to no expensive school to get these crazy notions.
He's crazy.
There's one more. I had no idea people would be so interested in beer cans. Now, me, I wouldn't go around the block to see it. So he doesn't want you to go and look at it. But if you go to, I have some pictures up.
Of course he does.
If you go, well, he's dead now, but if you go to facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, I have a couple of photos of this place. It's called the Beer Can House. It's in Houston, Texas, and it is, everything, right down to the front gate, siding, everything is covered by beer cans. And nobody, when I was there about 4 years ago, I was doing a little tour, and the person that I was with mentioned that, it's in not a great neighborhood, but what's interesting is there are other places in the neighborhood that might get, graffiti or people might break in. They said that the people, even like the gangbangers, will not touch the beer can house because it's just, kind of this respect thing.
You have to pay to go see it?
No, you don't have to pay to go and see the outside. I think you can, for $5, you can tour the inside, but I don't know why you need to see the... But just you can drive by and you can see it. It's pretty cool. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. I wonder how many listeners just right now dropped everything, changed their plans, and said, that's it, we're going to Houston. How about none? None.
Well, that's kind of rude.
It doesn't sound like anything you go out of your way to go see.
Well, if you're already going to Houston, that's what I meant.
No, not even if I were right in Houston right now, I don't think I'd go see that. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't mean it to offend you. You've told us about a lot of really interesting things. That's not one to me.
Well, they can't all be winners.
He doesn't have all the beer cans inside, does he?
I think they're all on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, he was talking about National Beer Can Day.
Okay. That was a tie-in. Friday, okay.
So that was kind of...
Thank you, Tim.
And then, and then we missed National DJ Day.
Right.
You know, they just... Maybe if they combine them, National Beer Can Day and National DJ Day, they just call it National BJ Day.
There you go.
Now, that I would have paid attention to. That would get my attention. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and number one selling replacement window in the country. Limey, you and Dan, and Tim, you're not a smoker. Were you ever a cigarette smoker?
Never.
Okay, me either. You guys will not be able to work for U-Haul in 21 states. There are 21... What?
What did you say?
I said damn.
What? Oh, damn. I thought you said Dan.
Yeah.
There are 21 states in the country where state law allows the states to refuse people who smoke. They can turn you down for a job. Here are the states. In alphabetical order, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington, not Missouri. So U-Haul has decided they, effective February 1st, which is a little more than a week away, will no longer hire anyone who uses nicotine. It doesn't matter if you vape or you smoke traditional cigarettes, you will not get a job at U-Haul. And they have on the application, do you use nicotine? And by the way, in those states, they're allowed to test you.
What?
Without notice, you can be tested, nicotine screening, and if you smoke and you lied about it, you're out. They fire you at U-Haul. I got to tell you, I actually think... you should be able to not hire somebody who smokes. And I'm sorry, Limey, but it costs the company, it costs the country money and medical bills, hospital. Here's the deal. They say the medical field that they absolutely can attribute almost a 500,000 deaths every year, or about 1 in 5 people who die, to use of nicotine. And for U-Haul to say, sorry, you know, if you smoke, you can't work here.
What does that have to do with them working at U-Haul, though?
Yeah, right.
If they die on the job.
Isn't it like when you work at U-Haul, you pretty much just sit there in the office and check people out?
Oh, I don't think you sit in the office at all.
Dollies or, well, I mean, yeah, U-Haul people drive their own trucks. I mean, you don't really drive a
U-Haul
truck.
There are 30,000 people that work for U-Haul.
I think
they're headquartered in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's probably people who are working in like different retail spots around the country checking out.
No,
those
cars, you're forgetting about maintenance in the garage and changing the tires and the oil. I mean, these vehicles have to be maintained.
True.
There's a lot of people that work for U-Haul. Look, not everybody's going to agree with me with this, but I think an employer, and thank goodness Missouri is an at-will work state, and if I don't want you working for me, you're not working. Maybe it's because you've got 8,000 piercings in your face, you're not working for me. I own the business, and outside of blatant discrimination for being gay or black, forget that. Outside of that, I should have every right to hire you or not.
I think
on the fact that I don't like the fact, and here's the other thing, there are a lot of people who would say the people who smoke have more downtime than people that don't. They have to have a smoke break every so often, blah, 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 blah. So, right or wrong, I'm just telling you, 21 states, effective the 1st, U-Haul's not going to hire you.
And the main thing is, like, they probably have a group health plan, and that's a big part of it,
and it causes the prices, the premiums to go up.
Yeah.
They're doing it to save some money. Now, there's a woman in South Carolina. I remember when this woman was arrested, and she has now been sentenced to 25 years in prison. She poisoned her husband. She's 53 now. Pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Poisoned her husband by poisoning his drinking water every day, just a little bit every day. Do you guys remember the story and what she put in his water?
Antifreeze?
Was it antifreeze?
No. She just put a few drops of Visine eye drops. Clear, can't see. Apparently it's tasteless. And the ingredient is tetrahydrozoline. That's the poisoning agent in Visine eye drops.
How did he not throw up?
Well, I think it's a very gradual. It says it can induce comas, stop breathing, blurred vision, seizures. It says if a child swallows even one to two milliliters of Visine, and that's not very much. I don't have a. It's a drop or two. They can have serious adverse reaction to it. And it's put in eye drops to reduce redness. And I remember the commercials on TV, Visine, now with tetrahydrozoline.
I think I know.
Takes the red out.
I think I know how this works, because if you poison some, because I think I remember this, but the body couldn't digest or expel that chemical that Frank just mentioned that's too long for me.
Tetrahydrozoline.
That's the one. So your body just basically stores it up. And I don't know if it's in the kidneys or the liver, but basically the amount just stayed in his body till it got to the point where eventually he just killed over and died because his body couldn't expel it. So that's how she poisoned him over a long period of time.
I got to tell you, if she hadn't fessed up and said, okay, I killed him, here's how I did it, I wonder if they'd even have been able to figure out, think?
Oh, yeah, they would have done a toxicology report. They would have looked at his organs and...
Listen to you. You're like practically a detective or something.
Oh, well, thank you. I've watched a lot of CSI.
Pretty good.
You're like a pleasant David Solomon.
Oh, thank you.
But his eyes would have been clear.
Yeah, now he can't work at U-Haul.
Yeah, he died with really clear eyes.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I don't feel good. If I'm going to die, I hope I die with my eyes open so everybody can see how clear my eyes are. I want to thank Emily, a listener, for sending me this. I've been holding on to it for a couple of weeks. I meant to do it over the holidays because it seems to be that that's the only time we hear about model trains is over the holidays. The largest model train set in the world is in Hamburg, Germany. Wait till you hear this. The length of the track is 50,000 feet. So essentially almost a 9 miles of track. And it's the whole village, and it's massive. In the little town with the train going through it, 2,600 figurines, over 4,000 little buildings, 130,000 trees, rivers, mountains, cityscapes, 11,000 moving cars. There's a little airport with 60 little planes that take off and land. It took 5 years just to computer synchronize all this stuff with 50 different computers. The cost of this model train, $23 million.
Whoa.
That's a model train.
Yeah.
And then, I think I've mentioned this before, KISS has recently announced their 40-plus North American shows to cap its end-of-the-road world tour. The closing show will be in 2021 in their home state of New York. And I think I mentioned this the other day. You know, some bands, in fact, most bands, they just kind of, after they've rehearsed and tuned up the guitars and the instruments, walk on the stage in their T-shirts. These guys, for all these years, have had to go through this makeup and wigs and, they got in the boots and the shoes. Don't you know, at some point during their career, they thought, I wonder if we hadn't done the makeup thing, if we'd still have made it. And I say, probably not. Because that's what made them stand out. That's what got attention was that KISS makeup. And you think they ever mess it up and it's not exactly the same every time? Take any one of the members and take a look at them. And the blacks and the reds and the zigzag and the widow pea. I wonder if somebody checks it to go, yep, that's exactly the way you put it on last time. Or if... It can't be. They have to, from time to time, there has to be some variation in the makeup. But you'd have to study it a lot closer than I'm willing to. They've already got tickets on. They'll sell out. You know they will. If this really is the last choice.
Oh, my goodness.
I like Cat. They're real. They're showmen. I like Cat. I don't like most of the music, but I appreciate the fact that they're great showmen. I got to get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's good. That's nice.
I'm going to dedicate this to Lee Sherwood. He's probably listening up in heaven. Lee Sherwood was my radio partner years ago and maybe the smartest guy I ever worked with and a guy that I learned a lot from. And Lee, you left too soon. And I know that this was Lee's absolute favorite joke. I've told it before, but I'm going to, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was thinking about him. I thought, I'll just tell it again for him. And it's the farmer with three daughters, and he's very protective. Okay, yeah, I know that Limey already knows it. He's very protective of his daughters. And he watches over them very carefully, and he realizes they're dating age, and they're going to date. But, buddy, he's going to screen the guys, and no guy's going to just pull up, and his daughter's not going to run out and get in the car. They are coming to the door. They're going to meet him, and they're going to do it the proper way, like gentlemen. And they get in their late teens, and he finally lets them date. And this particular night, all three of his daughters all have dates on this same Saturday night. It's the first time this has ever happened where they all three are scheduled to go out about the same time. So he greets the young men at the door with a shotgun. He wants to make it very clear that he's their dad and they're precious to him. And you better be real careful where you take my daughter, what you do with my daughter, because I'm the dad and I've got a shotgun. And the doorbell rings and the first of the boys arrives. The dad opens the door. The kid looks at him. There's dad holding a shotgun. And the kid swallows and says, Hello, sir. My name is Joe. I'm here for Flo. We're going to the show. Is she ready to go? And the old man looks at him and smiles and says, now, kid, that was pretty clever. Yeah, come on in. And so the daughter comes down, and they're on their way. And a few minutes later, the second guy arrives. The doorbell rings, and same thing. Daddy opens the door, and there dad stands with a shotgun, and this kid is petrified. He takes a big deep breath and says, good evening, sir. My name is Eddie. I'm here for Betty. We're going for spaghetti. Is she ready? And dad thinks that's cute, too. These guys must have been together in cahoots talking together before they get this routine worked out. And he goes, oh, young man, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Betty! And down comes Betty, and off they go. And then the doorbell rings again. Dad opens the door, and the kid goes, hi, sir. My name is Chuck.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Joe Sonderman.
Well, they cleared our major problem, which was a crash northbound 270 north of Dorset. All the lanes have been open for a while now. There's still slow pockets, though, running up from Ladue until you get past Page. Otherwise, we've got normal afternoon traffic. This report is a service of the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Brush off your controller and get ready. It's time for another game night in Clayton. Come on down to Jay McGraw's Bar and Grill on Tuesday, January 21st from 4:30 to 7:30 for a night of fun. Enjoy some classic board games like Scrabble, Monopoly, and Clue, and then head off to the game room for some retro runs on over 30 different Nintendo NES games. The fun won't stop there with cards, dominoes, and a multi-game unit of checkers, chess, and more. Wrangle the family, grab some friends, and get ready for an evening of games galore.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetter's Fine Jewelers. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Buying an engagement ring can often be intimidating. We offer a choice in diamonds, both mined and lab-grown. Come in and let us help you work within your budget at Doherty Ferry and Big Bend, where you'll be greeted by family, or visit us at wowdiamonds.com.
Call the only agents I would call if I needed to sell my home. That is the Gelman Brothers. With their STL Rocket listing, Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer within 24 hours. Call them today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
Happy New Year from everyone at T.R. Hughes Homes. It's a new decade. 2020's here, and T.R. Hughes Homes is celebrating with a New Year's 2020 sale the entire month of January. Receive $2,020 in closing costs and $2,020 in free options on a brand new to-be-built T.R. Hughes home. Our completed, ready-now inventory homes already discounted $5,000 to $10,000 are discounted another $2,020 during this sale. Find out why T.R. Hughes Homes has been voted best St. Charles home builder for 12 years. Visit trhughes.com for details.
All right, giving him plenty of time today. Should make him happy. He's Mike Evans. That's who we're talking about. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by, well, what will absolutely become one of your all-time favorite restaurants if you go there, assuming you've never been before, and that's Annie Gunn's restaurant. And, of course, right next door is the Smokehouse Market, both beyond just impressive. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I recommend them for lunch. And when you go there, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You'll see why. You'll see why I'm saying you'll be so glad you did go next door. Now, they're closed only on Mondays. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most all that other stuff. And gift cards are a great idea. They sell them every day, all year long. Take today, January 21st. It's a special day for somebody. It's a birthday. Somebody just got a job. Somebody became a parent. Somebody retired. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards to Annie Gunn at the Smokehouse Market. Always a good idea. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans, everybody. Whoa. That sounds like some giant, the biggest whiskey glass, or I'm sorry, wine glass on earth. That's like a 3-gallon wine glass.
Drinking it out of the wine bottle.
Whoa, that would explain a lot. How are you?
Drinking out of the wine bottle.
How you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing for yourself?
How we doing? How's everybody
doing? Doing all right.
That sounds good.
It's National Hug Day. Come over here.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't strain too much.
National Hug Day, homie. Okay. Your pop quiz question today, I want you to name the name of the celebrity who worked at Hooters. The Gap. Loves to knit. Best friends with Bradley Cooper. Is it Carrie Russell? Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Amy Adams. Love Nuggets. So here's the scoop. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, you know about it. Flirting offstage, holding hands, even sharing a quick kiss backstage. So here's an update. Brad 56, Jen 50. They divorced 15 years ago. You know, we know some people over in the butt went to the same church. In fact, Cheryl and I got married in the same church that the Pitts went to. Cheryl knows Doug as brother, so made some calls, did a little digging. So the rumor's been that they've been talking for about a month. Brad's mom, Jane, in the butt over there in Missouri, and Jennifer have remained friends for the 15 years that they've been broken up. Jen and them and them, Jane talk every week or 2 weeks, so they've kept close touch. Jennifer did not go to the morning show TV party after the SAG Awards, which she won an award, and instead she attended the Once Upon a Time Hollywood party, which Brad won a SAG for, and he was at that party.
Wow.
I don't know exactly what's going on, but it is obvious for the first time in 15 years they have definitely reopened the communications. I think that's beautiful, homie.
That is beyond beautiful, Mike. It's heartwarming. That's a good word, Limey.
It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
So the London Sun newspaper, you there, Blimey?
I'm here.
London Sun newspaper over the weekend had the headline, Meghan Markle is to the Royals what Yoko Ono was to the Beatles.
Ooh. We've actually already talked about that a week ago. Who was it here that
it
called
was
her? Yeah, Limey said she's
yeah.
She's the Yoko.
Now it's a headline in London.
Well, they stole it from Limey. They stole it from Limey.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I took it from you, Lime.
Hey, Limey, you're on top of that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Two great documentaries, Must See, created equal the No Bars Hold story of Supreme Court Justice.
No, hold on. Wait, how much wine have you had? You said no bars hold. A whole bottle? Do you have a whole bottle? No bars hold.
No bars hold.
No, it's no holds no bar.
Same thing. You know what I'm talking about.
No, it's not.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Don't be dissonant to Clarence Thomas, homie.
No, that's
no
racist.
No bars hold.
Yeah.
And then he died.
No, he's looking it up, see.
No.
Trust us, it's no holds barred.
I was rubbing my eyes.
Oh, that's good to know.
How do you hold it?
And the other one, the other documentary.
How do we know that? How do we know that you weren't rubbing like your testicles? We don't know. We can't see you.
I'd like you to keep your mind off my testicles.
That's easy.
Stop thinking about the tea bags, homie. Stop thinking about the tea bags.
Okay.
Next, this is Paris. It's a YouTube documentary on Paris Hilton.
Did she get a boy? Really,
yes, absolutely. She's beautiful.
She opens up about the good, the bad, the ugly in her life, from being a teenager to now. Paris gets honest about drugs, the money, the scandals, and a lot more. Really good documentary on the YouTube documentary. This is Paris.
Mike, now, do you think we'll ever find out who her biological parents are, father is?
I don't know why. What do you think?
It's funny to me that after all these years, it's never been revealed who the biological father is. Not him. It's not him.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Well, look at her. Look at her. Look
well,
at
that's
him.
True.
Look at him pre-bleaching. Okay. And I've read many, many articles where there are people who know for a fact that no, he's not her biological father. Now, I think they've established the mom. What was that woman's name? She was in the news a lot when these kids were born. Oh, shoot.
Are you talking about Paris Hilton?
The woman who was his surrogate, carried the children for him. But no, he's not the dad. Sorry, go ahead.
Her real dad is George Marriott.
What? Oh, see what he did. No, see what he did. Hotel humor. Yeah. That was good. Oh, that was good. 1 minute, Dan, they did your
it
time.
Good, homie.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. 1 minute.
Wait a minute. I got a whole bunch of
George
stuff.
Blame Dan.
George Super 8 would have been funnier.
No, it wouldn't have.
Listen.
George Marriott, that was good.
My favorite credential I've ever gotten. I've had hundreds of credentials. I put on my website, evansradio.com. Check it out. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. My favorite credential of all times.
Okay, 35 seconds.
And finally,
30 seconds.
Worked at Hooters, worked at the Gap, loves to knit, best friends with Bradley Cooper, Amy Adams, Carrie Russell, Marissa Tomei, Blake Lively.
I'm going to go Marissa Tomei.
I was going to go Marissa Tomei.
Make it three. Amy Adams.
Who would you like to see working at Hooters?
And Marissa Tomei.
5 seconds.
Answers Amy Adams.
Yes! Oh, I'm a genius! I win, da 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 da. Dan, good job. George Marriott, that was really good. I'm proud of you. That was good. Well, thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
2 points, 6 points per game, and Kofi Coburn, 7'2", 290, the freshman from Oak Hill Academy in Jamaica, 14.6 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per contest with a big 7-footer for the Illini. And for the Purdue Boilermakers, Eric Hunter will start, 6'4", sophomore from Indianapolis, Indiana, 10.8 points a game, 47 assists on the year. Nojel Eastern gets the start tonight. Eastern at 6'7", 225. Junior out of Evanston, Illinois, had 14 in their loss at Maryland just a few days ago. Matt Harms is in the starting lineup tonight. So Matt Painter goes big on big. Harms has not been starting the last two or three games. He's back in there tonight. 7'3", 250 from the Netherlands, 10 points a game. Travion Williams, 6'9", 270, sophomore from Chicago, 11.